Forget this. Forget about the phone.
I forget this plenty of times. Plenty of times I forget. Okay. Mishnah Beis. We already did. We're in the middle of Mishnah Beis. Let's review from the beginning. Perek Hey. Yeah. Mishnah Beis. Kira Tchilas HaShalosh Ushiyoreh HaShalosh.
So we're starting from where?
We did already Mishnah. Let me give you 1 second.
Okay, she said Beis.
Okay, we finished the whole Mishnah Aleph, right? So up to yeah. Mishnah, up to
somehow
Mishnah.
We went to the whole Rav, we went to every word, the whole thing,
we discussed the Shirayim.
I'm talking about this here, this is the same Rav as that?
No, this is Boyaz, Tiferes Yisrael.
Oh, so, okay.
The Rav is always very Makat, so here's the Rav, here, just this.
I thought that was
No, this is the Yochanan Boyaz, this is the Tiferes Yisrael. Okay, we did on positive. We did Mishnah for the Mishnah base.
Okay.
Now up to Akira. Akira is not like a Tana. Akira is an oven that has two openings on top, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, we learned until now a Mishnah Aleph about a Tanur.
Correct.
Now we're going to learn about Akira.
This is Akira?
So Akira, I'm not even interested in showing you a picture of Akira. I thought Akira had two openings on top. Maybe this is Akira. Let's see. Akira. Akira is a box, it seems to say. That's what Akira is. That's what it says. That's not the way I understood Akira. I thought Akira was a Tanu with two openings. He has a different understanding, obviously, that Akira is the Klicheres. Milivnei. It's Klicheres made from bricks. Okay, that's what it says. He's saying Kefir Shem Muchich Perg Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Akira is a box, open box made out of bricks, cinder blocks. Umalim ba gcholim, and you fill it up with coals. V'shaytiv olecha shteki gderes, and you place upon it two pots, like this. That's what Akira is. He's saying very chiddush. This is not the words you see in the Mishnah's books and in the other books. They don't make Akira look like this.
Interesting.
They don't make Akira look like this. But instead of having one opening, having two openings, he's telling us no. Akira is a little box inside. You fill it with coals, and in this little box you put two pots. You set upon it shtei kederos. V'im goiva pachos mishalosh etzbois. If the height is less than 3 etzbos, ain't it ruin lamalus, ain't it kabbalus tumas. So you say that if the height, the wall, is less than 3 tefachim, it's a piece of garbage, 3 etzbos. V'im goiva pachos 3 etzbos, then ain't it ruin lamalachta. Then this goes does not pass quality control. Okay, that's a very important thing. In every factory, there's quality control inspectors.
Right.
Product comes out of the factory, yes. It goes through inspection.
Uh-huh.
And the built into the cost of making products in the factory is the fact that many products don't pass quality control. And you're shocked in some industries, the percentage of products that don't pass quality control. I don't know what they are, but every industry has different standards, and the price of the product depends upon it, because sometimes even up to 50% of the product goes in the garbage or goes back to take apart and start all over again because it's not good.
It's not.
I know someone who worked in an eyeglass store. It was a store. Now, it wasn't even a factory. And they did enormous volume. I don't know who he was working for, but they do such volume. And his rose his job, quality control. This is a guy who has you know, he's a licensed and optometrist, the whole work. He couldn't find a job. The best job he could find is to be in charge of quality control. They shoot out glasses on machines, prescriptions. People who call, I guess, like in a lot of these little stores over here on Avenue J and on Avenue M, they call into the factory. They get an order, they send it into the factory. The factory makes the order. He worked there. And that's what he did. Quality consists of a very significant percentage of the product, of the things were no good. Send it back. Do it again. So here it says, you make a kira, the kira is less than 3 etzbos. It fails quality control. It's a piece of garbage. It's not in the kabel tumma. Why not? Because it's a guarantee that when you put on this thing, two pots, this frame is going to break. The frame is going to break. Okay, the im of the shosh is supposed to in and we look in the machta in the kabbalah of the afilu chayisa gvoyos and the gilvara. Even if it was high in the tivacham and it breaks, the nishba gvoyva shosh is supposed to in the kabbalah is tumah. And even if it was higher than three tefachim, but it breaks and it's less than three, it's close. Oh, but he's saying even if it broke. Afilu hoysu gvav miyosu v'nishar ba. As long as this, you're left over at the end of the day with three etzpos, the kabel is tumah. If you start off when it's very, very tall, it's 10 etzpos, and it cracks, and all you're left with is three etzpos, it's still mekabel tumah. The rule is, when the day is over, this brick frame on the bottom must be at least the height of three etzpos in order for it to be mekabel tumah.
Okay.
Fight in the Mishnah. So, Kira. Mishnah Tchilas Shalosh, it must start with three what? Not Tfachim, not three Amos, Ubi Shalosh Tfachim, Etzbaos. Etzbaos is Lashon Nikeva.
What are you saying?
The Mishnah.
Kirit Tchilas Shalosh.
It must start out in order for it to be a Kabbal Tumma, the frame must be at least three fingers.
Okay, we said that.
Three Etzbaos. Shalosh. And if it was originally more than three fingers and it cracked, it's Mekabel Tumah as long as it's still three etzbos. When is the
Kiyur? Okay, picture that, right?
When is the Kiyur Mekabel Tumah? When it has to be Gemar Malachtoi. What's the Gemar Malachtoi? Is it Gemar Malachtoi? Mishri Asikene Kedei Levashu Lecha Beitza Kala She Beitzim. The very first time you cook with it an egg. What kind of egg? A Beitza Kala She Beitzim. There are many types of eggs. There are hundreds of eggs, thousands of different eggs. It's the kala shebeitzim, an egg, the kai type of egg, which can be cooked very quickly. And what kind of egg is that? The Gemara, I think, is a chicken egg. A chicken egg is, we'll see, trufa, when the egg is beaten.
This is the simon of when the malacha is.
How much? When does the oven complete? When is it nigmara malachtoi?
When it can cook?
When after you cook on this oven.
I'm making a request for tomorrow. I know you wanted to dive in here, but maybe this is best.
Oh, it's too loud.
Yeah. Can we go on the other side?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know you want to dive in. This is probably welcome. Would you like to dive?
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see. Let me think about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know me better than I know myself.
I didn't want it to be whatever. If you wanted to stay here, we stay here.
All right. We'll see. Okay. Let me think. I know because they. Yeah. I know.
It was so nice here. You remember you said.
Yeah. He was away for a month.
I told you.
Over there.
You knew I'd like it.
Over there, they daven. Right there, they daven.
No, I'm saying you said it was because it's quiet. Quiet. Over on the other side.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. Okay, Kiril Gavshal Beitza Kala Shebeitzim, Trufa Unisun Bilfas. Trufa means to be beaten and put in Ilfas in a pan. Let's see over here the Rav. The Rav says Mishnah Beitz. Kira, what's a Kira?
So you said Mishnah Yisakena Kide Levato
Levashal Beitza Kala.
That's when it's considered
complete.
Nigma Malakne. What does it have to do with? Whether it can cook an egg tells me when its malachta is finished. We got finished before, right? When we're talking about kli charis, right? Whether it was baked or not,
in the oven.
So we're worried about the this kale. We're not worried about the egg. Whether the egg is cooked or not.
Look at this picture. You know, when does this part of the oven, when does it become complete?
Yeah, I'm saying.
It's not complete until it's hardened,
right.
Until you use it the very first time. So what is called, we're now defining, what does it mean to be used for the very first time?
So you're saying to me that it's not nigma malachta before it gets into this state already? Before cooking, it's not nigma malachta?
Right, right.
Actually, we said that before in the last time also with the tana, you said it has to be warm it up,
and to what degree? We said that was a chidsh, the Chanukah chidsh.
Right.
Sufganin.
Right.
Donuts.
Right, you made a whole.
You have to. What about not bread? Bread, you have to heat it up to the temperature of 1,000 degrees. I gave the example, but sufganin, you'll need to heat up to the temperature of 200 degrees. And then we have the Shidra Yehud that says, well, not so fast. You only need to go to 200 in an old oven, but in a brand new oven, you need to heat it up until the temperature of 300 for the very first time. Right, so here also, when is the Tana Mekabel Tumah? The Tana is the Mekabel Tumah when it's heated up for the very first time. What is the definition of a Tana being heated up for the very first time? You have to be when you make a scrambled egg. That's basically what it says. when you heat up the oven to the degree where you cook, where you, it's called cooking. We make a scrambled egg. It's not called cooking. It's called, what is it called?
Scrambled egg.
Yeah, yeah. Called cook. You cook a scrambled egg. You cook, cook a scrambled egg. That's
fried.
Fried. Okay, let's see the Rav. Let's see the Rav. The Rav over here says Mishnah is ki makom shafisas shtei kederes. Got the Rav?
Yeah, sure.
The place where you set upon it two pots. Sometimes you put kideros, pots, you put pots inside of it to cook inside of the frame. Now here he's showing you two different types of ovens. It's a great picture. Sometimes they have a frame and the pots go in the frame, and sometimes you fill up the entire frame and the pots go on top of the frame. Okay, weiter. Trilas shalosh, goiva ein pachos mishalosh etzbos. The height must be at least 3 fingers. Okay, when is the mekabel tov? Mishatig ma malachta. Meimosam mitamo trilasa. Mishatig ma mishatigam malachta. What's called tigam malachta? When you cook for the very first time, a beitza kala. What is the translation of a beitza kala? A light egg. So he says here, beitzas tarnegoilas. Okay, in time of Chazal, you go into the store, you can buy all different types of eggs. Eggs of this chicken, eggs of that chicken, they're all different types of size and shapes of eggs. So therefore, you have beitzas tarnegoilas. The amaykola beitza kala. Why is an egg of a tarnegoilas, a chicken, called a tarnegoilas? Shehi kala levashlo yosim yikola habeitzim. It cooks quicker. The composition, the mitzis of a chicken egg is such that it can be cooked in less time than the egg of another type of kosher bird. Terufa. Now you don't have to cook not hard boiled, not when it's closed, but terufa when it's kishi terufa with shavua bikara, when it is beaten, it's beaten in a pot. It has to be you crack the egg open, and you have a scrambled egg. Okay, terufa. Unesuna bi'ilfas, and it's put in a frying pan. Shehucham kivar, shehi mimaheres lispasho.
Ooh, it's warmed up already?
No, right. In an ilfas, that's where you get a head start.
It's a preheated. Preheated
pot.
Where was it preheated though?
We're on another pot, I guess. On another, before you did, or on, yeah, maybe you mean on another oven. You took it off another kira. Shucham kvar kishehim imaheris l'spashel. Fine. That's the end of the Mishnah. That's hakupach. Next part of the Mishnah. Hakupach, what's a kupach?
Kupach is another type of...
Shir shefitzas kedera achas. It's a small tana. A kupach is like this.
A one burner.
One burner, right. One burner, a kupach. Let's say, aso la'afia is made for baking. Okay, shiur ketanur. The shear, no, I'm sorry. Asolu Afi means the question. If you made it.
And it's heat. No,
it's very high. The heat is very intense.
Right.
Because since it's very narrow.
From the kira.
More than the kira. And sometimes you bake bread. You bake bread in this little oven. Okay, so what's the lulu? The lulu shiur katanur. So it says here as follows. Asaho lafia. Here's the issue.
Back into the Mishnah.
What did you make the oven for? Did you create the oven for the purpose of baking, or did you create the oven for the purpose of bishul? Sometimes people make this oven for the purpose of baking.
What's true for the sun of the ilfus?
That's back on the egg. The egg.
What about? What happened if it?
When is the tana called nigma malachta?
We said kidei levashel ba beitza kala shebe beitza.
What kind of beitza is that? That means the beitza of a tarnagol.
Right.
And then terufa. What does it mean terufa? Terufa means the egg has been cracked open and been mixed. What's it called when you take an egg and you break the egg open? It's been beaten. The egg has been beaten. Unasuna be ilfas and been already put in a preheated pan.
I don't know, this is very why is it getting to such technical thing?
It's telling you that the amount of heat you need to heat up the kira is so small. You go to the store and you buy a brand new kira.
New?
Is it mekabel tuma?
No.
Why not? It hasn't been used the first time. You take it home and you make a scrambled egg. Is it mekabel tuma?
Well, he's selling it now because it has to be truthful in the sunnah.
No, that's a kula. So in other words, if not for this Mishnah, what would you sell? I would tell you the following.
Is make an egg.
An egg.
And a preheated pot.
And a preheated pot. And the egg, and what kind of egg?
A chicken egg.
And not cracked, a scrambled egg.
Right.
So how long does it take to do? How long does it take? How long do you have to heat up the oven? Heat up this oven to accomplish the making a scrambled egg.
I have no idea.
20 seconds.
Pretty much.
It's a preheated pot, and the egg is a beta kala shabbat beitzim. It's a chicken egg, not another type of egg, and it's scrambled, so it doesn't need so much heat when it's scrambled. Because if not for this Mishnah, you would suggest that in order to make the kira, the kabel tumah, you have to make a chalant. How long does it take to make a chalant? 2 hours. So those, you'd have to go and heat up the oven for 2 hours straight in order for this thing to be makabel tumah. So kamashla, no. This thing already is makabel tumah.
All it needs is today levash leleha
beitzah kala.
Trufa nusuna beilchus. It says a comma here, but it really shouldn't be. There shouldn't be a comma here.
Trufa. Okay.
It's part of the whole.
Right. Well, I mean, same idea. Trufa. I don't have a comma here, but it's the same. Right. Yeah. Right. It is telling you that the amount of time that you need to heat up this oven is so small. It is a matter of seconds.
You can make levash beitzah kala shabeitzim, and it's cooked in a pot that's preheated.
Right.
That's right. Right. Okay. Kupach also.
Now, what is a kupach? A kupach is a type of oven that's much smaller. It's
bigger on the bottom. Yeah.
Well, no, there are different types. There's a type that this also the cube also can be very very tall.
Uh-huh.
He's discussing the bare minimum.
The bare minimum. So what's the bare minimum on a kupach?
Same thing. Three etzpos. So it says we have kupach. What kind of kupach? There are different types of kupach.
Correct.
There's a kupach that's asah la'afiyah.
Correct.
That's been made l'chatchila for the purpose of cooking.
Correct.
And then, so what's the shear? The shear is shear.
There's one for cooking and one for baking.
So what's the shear when it's made for afiyah? Shear katana.
Correct.
The shear is katana. What's the shear of a katana? That's the previous mission. The previous mission is four tvach. Look at the Rav. Look at the Rav. The Rav says, "Kedei la'afos shear katana. Kedei la'afos bois sufkanim." Now it's time it takes them to make donuts,
right?
Which is a lot longer than making a scrambled.
I don't know if it's in hot. You see how you make sufkanim?
No.
You cook up some hot. You cook up hot oil in a vat, and then you throw the thing into the vat. How long does it take for? I don't think it takes long to.
But you got to heat up the oil.
Huh?
You got to heat up the oil.
The oil takes a while to heat up.
Oh, and how long does it take? Does it take long to heat up the oil than it takes to make a scrambled egg?
Probably, especially in a preheated pot.
Okay. So that's what it's saying. It's a lot longer. Kilafis by sufkanim. Shiur kik next. Asol gilafia shiur kik tanner. You have to let it cook to the amount of time it's like a tanner to make sufkanim.
That's when it's makabel tumah.
Let's say asol the bishop. Let's say you made this kupach for the purpose of cooking. The kupach was made for the purpose of cooking, not for the purpose of baking. Then what's the shiur? The shiur is kakira, like a kira, which is.
It's like a fear.
What did you make the kupach for? What was the purpose of making the kupach?
Yeah.
If the purpose of the kupach was for
baking, then it's like a tana.
If like a tana, right? And what's the shiva tana?
Four.
No, not four. Zman.
Zman, I forgot.
Sufkanim.
Sufkanim.
If you made the purpose of this kupach for the purpose of not baking but for cooking, then the shiva is for an egg.
Right.
Let's see over the Rav. The Rav says shir katanu gedavus sufkanim shir kakira levashlo beit zakal. If you made it for the purpose of a kira, then it shows a beit zakala. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah says so even hayetz menatanu. Okay, let's go over here on the pictures first. Let's go by. Look at the pictures before we go by. Look at the pictures. Look at the pictures. Hakupach, who mokim shefisas kideachas, it's a place where you put one pot. The gamboy mevashlam besoichoy al gabov, and you also gamboy mevashlam al besoichoy al gabov, and you cook b'seichai or al gabav. You cook either. When you make it with the purpose of cooking, the shear is just like in this picture, a beitza kala in a frying pan that already has been preheated.
To bake.
Now he says something over here that does not say in the Rav. This he says in the Tosfos Yom Tov. The gam shir goyvay for tfachim. Who says that? Only the Tosfos Yom Tov. The Rav didn't say that. So maybe there's a machlokes between the Rav and the Tosfos Yom Tov, the Perush and the Mishnah.
Why does he bring it down, though?
He's bringing because he likes it. I'm old. He brings it down because that's his discretion.
He doesn't really show you how you. He doesn't show you how you're baking in it.
You stick it to the walls. How you baking it?
Yeah.
Well, over here, you stick it to the walls. You got to stick it to the walls on the side. Or when they bake bread, that's what they took the dough and they stuck it to the wall.
See, it looks.
But this is for cooking. This is for cooking.
Is it for baking?
No.
I feel it's in it.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
So it looks like you know, this looks more like an oven. You would open it up, but the coals are on top. Yeah.
No, the coals are on the bottom.
Look.
He was trying to show you. He raised them all the way up. They put a ton of coals there. He put a lot of coals there.
Then where are you putting the afia on top?
Either on top. No, on this. You stick to the walls. When you bake things, you typically stick it to the wall. You stick it to the wall. We don't do that today, but that's how they did in ancient times.
They made cakes like that too, not just bread.
I don't know. They didn't have cake. That's why they were healthy. What would they say if they came to this generation? What would they think about us?
Don't even ask.
Vaita, next part of the Mishnah. Evan, hayotze min hatanu, Evan, a stone that comes out of the tanu. Here it is. Picture 94. Look at picture 94. He got a stone. Right, he got a stone. Or a kira that it comes out three etzpos. They have a picture of a kira three etzpos? No, they don't have. They have a kira? No, they don't have it. Okay. But they have over here a picture of a tefach. Let's see over here the Rav. What does the Rav say? Evan Hayotze, got the Rav? Regilim.
Evan Hayotze. Yeah.
Regilim Lechaber Evan Betanur Sheboiletes Mimen Luchutz. It was customary to attach a stone to a Tanur Sheboiletes Mimen Luchutz Kadei Sheyeloi Lubes Achiza so you can hold it.
A handle.
Uchatanu damin has the same status as the tanu. V'im nitzma hatanur nitzma so even. If the tanu is tamed, so is tamed. V'im nitzma hapash and shish nagabo. And let's say bread now touches this even, then the bread becomes tamed. Because whatever status the tanu has, the even has. V'mneishu hu yad latanu. So he's saying a yisoid. The yisoid is that the even is called the yad. Okay? And it's called the Yat. Uchsiv Tana Vikram Yutats, Tanem Yuluchem, Luchem Luchol Shabitzar Chechem, Lurabba Sayadai, Shahim Lusach Luchli. From the word Luchem, with Marbe, not only is the Tana Tame, even the Yad is Tame. What's the Yad? The Yad is the Evan. Okay, Vaita. So that's all it says. It's called Chibur. Vaita in the Mishnah. Hayot Min Anu Halacha. Hayot Min HaKupach Asolafia. Whatever comes out of the Kupach. Okay, we have now the Kupach. The Kupach has an extension coming out. So it depends. There are two types of Kupachs. There's a Kupach that's made for baking, and there's a Kupach that's made for Bishul. You with me?
Trying, yeah.
Okay.
So we had, this is the kupach, right?
We did it already.
I'm saying, but now we have one for afia, you're saying.
Well, we said that already. We did it already before the meeting of the Mishnah.
We're talking about a kupach.
No, now the new case. We're talking about an oven that's yotzmin a kupach. We're talking about, there's no picture for this. He's talking about an oven that's yotzmin a kupach. So what is the halacha? The halacha is chibur. Tebu means it's attached, meaning it has the full status of the Tanner and the Kiyar. Whatever status the Tanner and the Kiyar, that's what status that's what status
that's what it has.
Nu halacha. Hayoitze min hakupach.
Is it also a stone?
Yes, seemingly.
Okay.
Hayoitze min hakupach. So now, what kind of kupach? The Mishnah explains there are two types of kupachs. Asahu lafia. If the kupach was made for afia, then shiur kitanur.
These are the kupachs, right?
Right.
Okay. So this is the one that's asuri lafia.
It's a shiur kitanur. So what do you mean shiur ketan? What does that mean over here?
Ketan. It's like
hayoyitze ben akubach.
It's a tefa.
Yeah.
The handle has to be a tefa.
What do you mean? What kind of shiur? Hayoyitze ben akubach.
The handle.
I'm sorry. Let's go back 1 second. However, hayoyitze ben atanu tefachu ben akir sholay shetzvot. I'm sorry. In order for these things to be called tamei,
right,
it has to be at least a certain shear.
Right.
Okay. So if it's a tanur, it must be tefach.
However,
it's a tanur tefach.
Right.
Umin akira shalosh etzbos chibur. It's called the chibur. It must come out at least. So let's see. Look. What does this mean? Look at the picture. The picture explains it much better. Here is a tanur.
Right.
Nechabrin Evan Latana Betit Kidesha Tila Besachiza Luchiza. Oichal Shinoga be Evan Habaletis Yois Ah. So he's saying a kula. That's the reason why it says the shear, the numbers. It's only Mitame. Look at this. It's a very important picture. This picture, not for this picture, I would be totally lost. Oichal Shinoga be Evan Habaletis Yois Mitevach Lo Yitma Shasham Ein Le Evan Dinyat. This stone that's protruding from the tanner is only metame a tefach.
Only a tefach.
You see,
if it's more, it doesn't.
The dotted line, the part of the evan that's more than the dotted line is not tamei. That's the assert.
What's pshat? It doesn't make sense.
Because it's superfluous. It's not a yad. The part that's considered to be a yad of the tanner is only up to one tefach. The part that's more than one tefach is not called the yad.
Okay.
And what about a kira? Kira is only until 3 etzbos. And then he goes on to say, what about a kupach? Hayotz min a kupach. Let's say you have an extension of a kupach, so it depends. Asoho lafia, if made it frafia, the kupach is made lafia, shir katanur. Then the even has the same status like a tana tefach. Aso lebishul, shir, like bishul, yashir, shir, kakira, the shir, kakira, 3 tfachim. 3 tfachim.
Where's the kir?
They're not showing you a picture of the kir. Here's a kir. Here's a kir. And you have
that was a kupach.
That's a kupach, right? A kupach.
Okay.
So they're not. Here's the kia. Here's the kia. Kia is 2 pots.
Okay.
Well, it's enough for 2 pots.
So it doesn't show you.
No.
And we said on a kia, how much is the shear?
3 etzbos. Only until 3 etzbos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda loyamu tefach ella bein hatanur v'lakoysel. He says this shear of a tefach.
When we said a shear of tefach by a taner,
that's only bein atanu la koisel. Now, what does that mean, Rav? The yoisa mitefach betanur umisholish etzpos bekira. Both cases loyavi chibur elo kisho even bein atanu ula koisel. Mibnei shemakeves shem yochul lekarva tanu la koisel. V'doicheges abayis. Hilkoch yoyse mitefach amedes linotul hiavol etzana bayis. I feel a gedoy lahar be yad hu latan ve'ein alach Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying a mordekai yisod. Here, look, there are 2 different yads. There's this yad that's right up against the wall, and then there's a yad that's not against the wall. When the yad is not against the wall, he disagrees. Even if it's more than a tefach,
then it's mekabel.
It's mekabel tum. Why? Because it's good. You like to have large handles. But when the yad is up against the wall, then only until a tefach. Why? Because it's typical for you to push the oven against the wall so you can burn down the house. So.
Because it takes up less room, probably.
So therefore, if the yad is more than one tefach, you're going to chop off the excess. So only
you need the room.
You need the room. You need the room. So only then do we say that it's not an extension of the tana. When do we say
it's an extension of the tana? Only when it's on the.
When do we say only until a tefach? Only until tefach. Only by the wall. Rabbanu, when it's against, when the yad is coming out, not against the side of the wall, even if it's more than a tefach.
Why would you want it longer over here?
Doesn't matter.
You don't want it to take up space here either.
No, he's saying you don't care. That's the chiddush of Yehuda. Lo yamu tefach, and the Rav says lav the same way he says by a tanu and three etzpos by a kira. Ella bein a tanu v'la koysel. But when it's not by the koysel, even more. Kileas halacha. Hayu shnei tanudim smuchim ze laze. Noisin laze tefach. Ulaze tefach. V'hashor tamei. Two tanurim. A tefach here. The space in between is tar. The Tanya b'Taras Kehanim, Yochal Shneimar b'Yosim Yishir Mishir Tamulaymar Tameim Heim, Heim Tameim, but not any excess.
There's a machlokes by a Tana whether okay. Over here. This was Rabbi Yehuda. Who is it? Rabbi.
This is Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda. So who argues in Rabbi Yehuda?
The Chachamim.
So who's talking at the end of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda or the Chacham?
No, I think everyone is talking. Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees.
One next to the other, like that?
Only when we have a halacha that there is such a thing, l'chol hadeis, even according to Yehuda, yeah. When it's away from the wall, you only go up to a tefach. So what would happen if you have two ovens that are attached? You may be inclined to say that this case should be different, since there are two ovens. So maybe in this case, everything is tamei, even the stuff in the middle. Kamash Milan, everyone agrees when you have two ovens and they're connected with one long thing, only until a tefach. Loi amru, loi amru tefach elabein ha'tanu v'toz avoha yushe tam simuz alazeh, neysen lezeh tefach ulezeh tefach, v'yashar tohar. Okay, let's chazer the Mishnah. So big Mishnah. So more dik Mishnah. Okay, nachmo, kira. Tchilas ha'sholesh. Kira, unlike a tanur, where the shear was four tfachim, tanur is a big stuff here, and the shirayim was four tfachim, a kira is three fingers. Kira, tchilas ha'sholesh, ushiyorech ha'sholesh. When is Mishitigam and Malachta? When is the Gemara Malachta? Ezehu Gemara Malachta? What's the Gemara Malachta? Misha Yasikeno, Kli Levashal Alecha Beitz Askala. What's called Gemara Malachta? When you heat it up, the amount of time to cook a Beitz Askala, Levashal Alecha Beitz Askala Shem Beitzim, Terufa, when it's beaten, Unesuna Ilvas, and put in a preheated frying pan. Hakupach. What's a kupach? A kupach is a one-seater. A little car. Notice the little cars, right? The kupach. So what's the halach? Well, it depends. Aso le'afi. If you made a le'afiyah for baking, then it's a tanner. Shir ketanner. And what do the Rav say? The Rav says the zman is safgunim. Donuts. And what are the Taisyan to say? Not only the amount of time to bake donuts, the height has to be...
Yeah.
Four tefachim.
Correct.
Asol l'bishul. If he made the kibbutz for bishul, was shiroi kikira. Then the shiri is kikira.
It has to be three tefachim, probably. No?
Three etzbos.
Yeah,
much less. Doesn't need to be so high. New halacha. Even it's min atanur tefach umin akira sholosh etzbos. If it comes out more than a tefach by a tanur or by a kupach more than three etzbos, the part that's more than three etzbos is. However, the yotzim in atanush tavachu min akira sholosh etzbos chibur. It's called the chibur. More than that is nothing. Hayotzim in a kupach. What about a kupach? Oh, kupach. Not a tanush. I'm sorry. The chibur was this pace case. Comes out more than three etzbos. Etzbos chibur. Hayotzim in a kupach. So what about a kupach? Oh, it depends. Asoho lafia. If you made the kupach for afia, shiur ketanur. And that means you give up to one tefach. Asol lebishul, make it for bishul. As shiur kekira, it's going to be three etzbos. Amar Yehuda lo emru tefach el lebein atan lekoisel. He disagrees. Only time we give you up to one tefach is when the tanner is up against the wall. But if it's more, but it's not up against the wall, it's on the other side of the wall. Then I agree with you. Then I disagree. I hold. We give you unlimited space. it's automatically makabel tuma. But again, when it's not against the kaisel, then the shear is going to be unlimited. The tanner is tame, then the extension is tame as well. You have two of them, smuchim zelazeh, noisel zetevach, zetevach, the ashar tohar. Got it? Klar?
Like a bell.
Gvaldik. All right, we're moving along here. You know, we're covering ground. This is scary stuff.
Almost finished, Baba Kama.
Almost finished. What time is it now? Okay, we're going to stop now, right?
Absolutely. Today's Bahav, right?
Ooh, that's right. Shucks.